K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Out at Mortimer Oval yesterday, Drysdale 14-13-97, Anglesey 13-12-90, but it was more than a game of football. It was a tough week for the Hawks. During the week, they said farewell to Ryan Gatkins, who lost his battle with mental illness on Sunday, and it had been a week of reminiscing about the number 30 and his impact on the club. He played in two premierships with a lot of the boys that still remain at the club, and he coached the club's under-19 side as well. He played alongside Luke Matthews, co-coach of the Hawks, in those premierships, and Flybs has been good enough to join us on the line. Luke, it was bigger than a game of footy yesterday, but your football club did the number 30 proud.
G'day, Kingy. It's been a very tough, emotional week, but I think a lot of Drysdale people involved at the club or involved in that live in the town would be very proud of how we went about things yesterday, and I suppose just a little way we could probably pay our respects to Ryan and his family, and it was a very proud moment. Everyone in the club rooms last night should have capped it off with three great wins. It was fantastic.
We talk about the game of football, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about after the game. Take us through what happened on the field, and I believe that footage has been distributed via the club's social media channels, especially on Facebook.
It was a really touching thing. I suppose during the week we spoke about a few things. We just wanted to make the day as perfect as possible. We weren't sure what we could do. We just threw some ideas, and I think with the last 5 or so minutes, I thought the game was probably in our hands. I thought it was done. I was pretty confident. I remember just looking around trying to find David Wilder, the president, and I just wanted him to round up as many of the club people and come together as one like we have all week. And, to sing the theme song all together around the number 30 on the ground was, really, truly special thing and something that I'll never forget, and I suppose a lot of other people won't forget.
Did you have to coach much yesterday, or did the boys just play on pure emotion?
A bit of both. It was really, I think it was hard how to approach the game because there was some players that do know Ryan. Some players have got a connection and close relationship with Ryan. Some didn't know much, probably only just knew of him, a little bit about him. So it was hard. I didn't want to try and focus too much on Ryan. We needed to stick to a process, but it was a bit of a balancing act, really, of concentrating on the game, the brand of football we wanted to play, and sticking to some structures and some players that we had in place. But I think the emotion really comes out. It's funny how football works. Emotion can drive a lot of things in a game of football, and it definitely helped us, I reckon.
Is it a bittersweet win, knowing that you're not going to play finals, but you are so competitive with the top half of the ladder?
It is. The talk last night was, it was just a bit of a somber feeling. It was a great win, and of all the emotions that's happened this week, Ryan. But as disappointing as it is to play, be involved in the finals, I still take, there's so many positives. And people from outside our club might look at that and think, "Oh, Drysy recruited heavily and didn't make finals." But we were coming from a long way back, and we've turned the corner and we're on the right track. There's no doubt about it, and we weren't that far off, and to win 11 games and miss out in the finals, it's pretty stiff. Some years you might be finishing third, fourth and fifth, I reckon, with 11 wins. So we're not too far away, and we're just going to come back better, bigger and better next year.
Jared Garth kicked 3 goals, finished with 60-odd for the season. Did he play under a bit of suffering yesterday? There was some talk that he might have had a quad strain.
Jared, his quad was giving him a bit of a niggle there. He ran out in the ground against Amateurs the week before and strained it a little bit, but to his credit, he performed really well the last 2 weeks as a presence and as a leader too. We really asked our experienced players to really lead by example and help out a lot of our young kids yesterday, and he was fantastic. And he's had a great year to kick 60 goals. He's only probably played 14 or 15 games, and delivery hasn't been as good to him. He gets a lot of attention, so, and he'll be better for the run this year. He knows the club now, knows all his teammates, and I'll be expecting big things from him next year.
A lot of one-pointers playing elsewhere, mostly at GFL level. Flybs, do they start seeing your number flash up on their phones in coming weeks and months?
maybe. But, some of these guys are still playing football at the moment, and we've got to respect that and the clubs they're playing with. And I wish them all the best in their final series. But no doubt I'll probably, me and Joey will maybe speak to a fair few of them. And, it's it'd be great to see them come back and play for their home club. whether that's next year, whether it's in the future, we can only hope and try, but that's our aim.
Flybs, you've handled yourself with total class this week. You've been the face of the club in some respects in terms of handling the media following the passing of Gatters, and you've handled yourself with real class. Well done on that. Well done on the win yesterday. Congratulations on a very solid first season in charge with you and Daniel Jell at the helm down at Mortimer Oval, and look forward to what the Hawks can produce in 2020.
Yeah, cheers, Kiki. I really appreciate it, mate.